Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I know he's been good to all of us. Glory to God, in spite of what was taking place around the world and around the country, in spite of what's taking place in our own personal life, in spite of what's taking place at this very moment, he's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Begin to just thank him on this morning. Begin to praise him on this morning. Begin to give him praise, glory, and honor as we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Isaiah the 50th chapter, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And it talks about God helps his servant. The Lord declares this. Where is the certificate of divorce by which I have sent your mother away, O Israel? Or to which one of my creditors did I sell you as slaves? In fact, you were sold for wickedness, your sin, your injustice, your wrongdoing, and for your transgressions your mother was sent away. Why, when I came, was there no man to greet me? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Is my hand really so short that it cannot redeem my servants, or have I no power to rescue? Listen carefully. With my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers into a desert. Their fish stink because there is no water, and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with the blackness of the storm clouds, and make sackcloth a mourning their clothing. The Lord God has given me, his servant, the tongue of discipline, as one who is taught, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple, as one who is taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I have not been rebellious, nor have I turned back. I turn my back to those who strike me, and my cheeks to those who pluck out the beard. I did not hide my face from insults and spitting, for the Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been ashamed or humiliated. Therefore, I have made my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who declares me is the right in the right is near. Who will dare to contend with me? Let us stand up to each other. Who is my adversary? Let him approach me. In fact, the Lord God helps me. Who is he who condemns me as guilty? Indeed, they will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them. Who is among you who fears the Lord? who obeys the voice of his servant, yet who walks in darkness and has no light. Let him trust and be confident in the name of the Lord, and let him rely on his God. Listen carefully, all you who kindle your own fire, devising your own man-made plan of salvation, who surrendered yourself with torches. Walk by the light of your self-made fire and among the torches that you have set ablaze. But this you will have from my hand. You will be down in a place of torment. Glory to God. We just read Isaiah the 50th chapter, verses 1 through 11. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. And it talks about God helps his servant. And yes, God helps his servants. Yes, he do. He won't leave you alone, because he said in his word, he will never leave you or forsake you. He was always right there to pick you up, to carry you along the way. God is there to defend you. Yes, he is. He will defend you. He will fight for you. Yes, he will. He will contend for you. He will argue for you. He will rescue you. Yes, he will. He makes ways out of no way. He makes ways. He makes a way of escape. He helps his servants. Yes, he does. Every day. 365 days a year. 366 when it's a leap year. 7 days a week. From the time the sun comes up, from the time the sun goes down, God helps his servant. So I'm here on this morning to encourage you and to encourage myself. God helps his servant. So we pray on this morning that God, we ask you, Lord God, to come to our rescue, to help us, Lord God. Hallelujah. To rescue us, to defend us, to fight for us, to speak for us. Glory to God. To carry us, God, because some of us can't carry ourselves. God, we need you right now. We need your help right now, because we can't do without you, God. We can't do without you. We don't want to continue to go on without you. God, we tired of doing it ourselves. So, God, we need your help. We need your help in our health. We need your help with our health. We need your help with our finances. We need your help, Lord God. We need your help, God, with restoration. We need your help, God, for kindling our heart. We need your help, God, teaching us how to forgive. We need your help, God, learning how to turn the other cheek. We need your help, God, how to walk by faith and not by sight. We need your help, God, to show us how to trust in you. We need your help on this morning, God, because you said it. You helped your servants. You say you will never leave us or forsake you. And God, we understand there's nothing too impossible that you won't do for us, because all things are possible with you. And I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I say amen. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.